This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1297. How to congratulate someone on a new job in English plus a birthday. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Did someone in your life just get a new job? What can you say to them in English to make sure they know you are excited? Find out how to tailor your response to the person today. Hey, Jessica, happy birthday. Today is your birthday.
Yes, thank you so much. I, listeners, am turning 40 years old today.
It's a big day. It's a big day. That is so cool. How do you feel about turning 40?
Meh, it's not a big deal. It's really, I don't know, like it's exciting because it's a milestone.
Yeah.
40 is just like a heavily weighted number. Yeah. I feel like people put a lot of emphasis on turning 40. Like,
yes.
You go from being sort of like youngish, I guess, to like middle age. I don't know what people, what their connotations are of 40.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just, I don't know, it's not that big of a deal, but it is a reason to celebrate even more, and that's why I'm going to Mexico with my mom for a couple days.
Yeah, that is going to be awesome. That is going to be so cool. I remember when I was a kid, my parents made a big deal out of turning 40. They had like mugs,
really?
And they had slogans, and they had this whole thing around 40, and I remember thinking, oh my gosh, by the time I'm 40, I must be old, right?
Yeah.
But now it doesn't feel quite that way because we're young, we are energetic, we're having fun still in the world.
Oh my gosh, totally. For sure. Yeah. And it doesn't matter. The number does not matter,
yeah.
Right? It's how you feel. And sure. Before we started recording, guys, and Lindsay and I were chatting, and I was like, I hear other people complaining about like being old and feeling old and blah, blah, blah. But for me, like, I don't know. It's really no different than when I was like 28. I feel like a normal awesome person.
Yeah, completely. And it's these life milestones, right? It's having a birthday. It's getting a new job where we want you guys to have something to say to the person, right?
Yes.
We need to know exactly what to say. And of course, it's easy in our native languages, right? For you guys, you know exactly what to say, what tone to use in your native language, right? But what about when it's done in English, right, Jessica?
Totally. So we are going to give you guys some amazing native vocabulary to congratulate someone when they get a fancy pants new job. But if you want to be ready for any new conversation, not just congratulating someone at work, then you guys, you have to come to our web class tomorrow.
Yes, it's happening tomorrow, right? It's happening Friday and next Tuesday, guys. So make sure you sign up because the whole point of this web class is to show you our three-step strategy to get over your fear of starting those conversations. And we know you want to start those conversations, guys.
Exactly. And guys, it doesn't matter how old you are or where you are in your life.
Yeah.
We can always grow our brains, our lives can always grow.
Yes.
And this web class is the most motivational and positive and effective one that we've ever done. And I really hope you guys can show up live so you can interact with us and be motivated by all of this information. Guys, you get a system, a strategy for starting conversations.
Exactly. So guys, go right now. If you haven't yet, make sure you grab your spot because Jessica, this was the most popular web class last year and I expect it to be even more popular this year.
Yeah.
And we do have a limited number of people that can come into the room. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's why you have to go grab your spot, mark your calendar, make sure you show up so you can actually get into the room. Okay. So go to allearsenglish.com/nofear and sign up today, guys.
Perfect. Ooh, yes. Lindsay. Okay, one more quick thing before we get to the amazing native vocabulary. Guys, Aubrey and I did an amazing IELTS Energy episode this week, episode 823.
Yes.
It was published on Tuesday, guys. Just IELTS Energy 823. It is called Gravitate Towards These Gender Comparisons on IELTS. And the thing is, even if you're not taking IELTS, you guys, this episode 823 has amazing, impressive, high-level vocabulary to discuss comparisons between gender and what we prefer. And then you also get some grammar tips in there, too.
Oh, that's really good. That's a topic that we talk about occasionally on All Ears English too, is, you know, what words do men tend to use, or phrases that we don't hear as much with women. It's really fascinating. But guys, just keep in mind, we have a whole nother podcast. Again, it's called IELTS Energy Podcast. If you're brand new to All Ears English, you should know that Jessica was an examiner on the IELTS exam for 14 years, okay?
Yes.
So if you think you're going to take IELTS this year, the only place you need to go to get started is the IELTS Energy Podcast, and look for that episode. What number was that again, Jessica?
823.
Okay. So go on over there, guys. It is super fun over there.
It's so fun. Oh my gosh. It's great, guys. I really hope you can make it to the IELTS side of All Ears English. All right, guys. So one of Lindsay's close friends just got a fancy pants job, and that's why we thought of today's vocab.
That's right.
Fancy pants. What is fancy pants?
Fancy pants. I know. So when I told you that she got this job, you said, fancy pants.
I know.
And, you know, we may have talked about this on a previous All Ears English episode, but it's good for a review because this is a fun one. It means
so fun.
That you're impressed, right? You say that when you're kind of impressed and it sounds like a good gig. Right?
Yeah.
It's
such like a native thing too. For some reason, guys, we love to have silly phrases with the word pants.
It's true.
You know, like, oh, you're being a grumpy pants or you're silly pants.
I think that could make a good episode. Another All Ears English episode.
We should.
That would be
fun.
We
should do a whole pants episode. but fancy pants for sure is definitely something that anyone could say this.
Yeah.
Right. We're not making it up, guys. Like, this is a thing people say. But if anything is like kind of posh, right? Like, kind of shiny and expensive, we're like, ooh, fancy pants.
Yeah. It's always, it depends. So if someone tells you they got a job at kind of a fancy place, so my friend got a job working at a fancy ski resort. So it's a ski resort that everyone knows. And it's a huge company that owns a number of resorts and, you know, it's a fancy place, right?
Yeah,
it's an expensive place and it's fancy. So that response was suitable for this kind of job that she got, right? But if someone tells you they got a job at a grocery store, you're not going to say fancy pants, right? Not really.
But if they get a job at like the W hotel chain,
that's fancy,
right?
Pants.
Like anything that's fancy, you're just like, oh, fancy pants. So also, guys, if someone you know gets a job that just like perfectly suits them, like it matches their life interests, right? So like if your friend really enjoys skiing and being in the snow and then they get a job at a fancy ski resort, not only can you say fancy pants, you could be like, oh, that's fantastic. That is right up your alley.
Yeah. And I love this one because it creates such a visual, right? It makes, and you know what, guys, this is actually a smart one to build connection because when you go that extra mile and you say that you understand that fits them really well, it's like you're personalizing that conversation and they're going to feel closer to you.
That is such a good point, though.
Yeah.
By really being intentional about your responses to people, the feedback you give them, right?
Yep.
And not giving like a blanket, boring statement that you could say to anyone.
Yes.
Right? Like a stranger you don't know. You couldn't say this because you don't know what is their alley. So you couldn't say this, but if it's someone you know and you want to be like, oh my gosh, like I love you and I know you very well and I think this is great, right? Yeah. Like this is right up your alley.
Ooh, awesome. This is great. This just gave me another episode idea that we should do this year, which is in a more general way, how do we respond to people in a way that shows that we know something about them, right? Like, you know, you got a new place in this neighborhood. Oh, I know you prefer that neighborhood over that one. So that's great that you got that house. Like just stating that you know something about that person is so powerful.
You know what? Actually, that plays a part in the system that everybody will learn tomorrow in our web class. Ooh. That is part of starting a connecting conversation.
Yeah. I love that.
Right? Like tuning into the person you're talking to.
Yeah, oh, I love awesome. It. I love it. All right. So we have a couple more, right, Jessica? I mean,
yes.
We have. So right kind of in the same vein of the idea of right up your alley, we could say makes perfect sense, right? Oh, makes perfect sense. You got a job at XYZ. The ski resort makes perfect sense. Now, what did I leave off here in that response, Jessica, when I said it makes perfect sense? What did I leave
off? So, like grammatically, I think students might wonder, where is the subject? Why don't you say it makes perfect sense?
Good question. I mean, so I'm finding myself doing this more and more in my speaking and even in my writing. Dropping that subject, it can't be done every time, but in this context, it makes sense. So that's what it is. I dropped it because this is something that natives tend to do in casual conversations.
Definitely. And this also goes towards how well do you know the person that you're talking to, because as the context gets larger, meaning you know them better, the grammar requirements get smaller. And this is actually like part of applied linguistics. Like this is like a real legit thing that happens. Like grammar rules kind of go away when you know someone really well. Yeah. So yeah, we would totally drop that. Yeah. And I think another like sort of really informal way to communicate the same thing, to say like, oh my gosh, that totally suits you, is to be like, that is so you.
Oh, yeah, that is so you. Well, just going back to what you said, is that something that you studied in your applied linguistics degree, Jessica,
yes.
in school? That's so interesting. I had never thought about that in a very academic sense, that the grammar requirements get less when you get to know the person better. That's fascinating.
Yes, it is fascinating. I mean, you could take, like we would study corpuses. A corpus is a huge collection of a bunch of conversations that have been recorded, for example. Mm. And then all of those thousands of conversations are analyzed, right? Yeah. And this is what is noticed, right? Like this is a rule. Yeah, grammar goes away when you know someone really well.
Good to know. Very cool. So we're bringing insights from academia in here. That's so cool.
Yes.
That's so cool. Maybe in 2020, we can do more of that. We can bring in things that we learned in our master's program. I mean,
we
I know you
should.
You did a master's in applied linguistics, and Michelle and Aubrey both did master's in TESOL. So we've got a lot to offer here this year in 2020. Pretty cool.
You know why? Because All Ears English is fancy pants.
Fancy pants.
Yeah. All right. So now you have checked in with the person. You said, that's an amazing job. It's so you, right? That is so you. It suits you really well.
Yep.
Then how can we say congratulations in a more interesting way?
Well, I really like to say way to go. Way to go,
totally.
Right? And we're going to stack a few of these responses on top of each other, right? We're not just going to say one of them. We're going to come back to it, maybe ask another question and then say way to go as we transition into something else. But yeah, way to go is a favorite of mine.
Me too. I say this constantly.
Yeah.
Anytime like I'm encouraging James about stuff, I'm always like, way to go, bud. Like that was a great decision.
Yes.
So maybe instead of having it in isolation, right? Way to go. Maybe if we, again, personalize it, right? And say like why it's congratulation time. Like how, with like my example with James, right? Like what am I congratulating him for? I might say way to go. That was a great decision you made there, right?
I love
that. And if it's our friend, way to go. You have worked so hard for this. You really deserve it.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And these are so natural. I know this phrase way to go has been popular my entire lifetime, right? It's been around. It's one that hasn't gone out of style, you know, as some phrases do. So it's a good one, guys. It's a good one. Yeah.
But I, you know, like even though it is so second nature to us to say way to go, I don't think it's something that students learn in the classroom, right? Instead of congratulations. So no I think way. This is a really amazing phrase that you guys should use.
Exactly. And so I'm thinking for the takeaway, guys, this isn't, have you ever heard of the concept of the love languages? I know, I can't remember who created it. So I just got the thought of this idea of the love language of words of affirmation. So the theory, guys, is that everyone has a love language. You know, some people need words of affirmation. Some people need acts of service. Some people need gifts. So in a future episode, we could talk about how to address all of these love languages in words. You know what I mean? In different ways. How to talk to someone based on what their love language is. And this could be for friends too. You know, it's not just for lovers. So very interesting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We have so many great episodes for you guys in 2020, you guys. I'm really making so many notes as we talk so we won't forget anything.
It's going to be great. So guys, if you're new to All Ears English, if you're kicking off 2020 in a really positive way for your English, make sure you hit subscribe right now on your podcast player and then go to allearsenglish.com/nofear and sign up for the web class. This is going to be such a good way to start the new year by letting our fear drop away, right? Letting our fear and starting those conversations.
I love it. Guys, we have big goals at All Ears English for 2020. Yes. And we know you guys do too. Yeah. And that is why we are all here together, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Jessica, happy to have you on the show. And guys, go check out Jessica on IELTS Energy Podcast.
Woo-hoo! Awesome.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.